This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, it turns out there is another deadline coming Monday in Washington. That's when we hit the federal debt ceiling, the thing that created this fiscal cliff mess in the first place. The debt ceiling keeps the government from borrowing any more money, which means if it's not raised, the U.S. defaults on its debt. Now, the Treasury Department can raid various cookie jars and keep us out of default for another 2 months. But at a time of high unemployment and low inflation, should we even be talking about debt? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
Some economists say this is a good time to borrow. The government is paying very low interest rates, and investors are snapping up our debt, even as it piles up. So if investors aren't worried, why should we be? Dean Baker is one of the leading Don't Worry About the Debt economists. He's co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research. I asked him, what's the tipping point? When would he start worrying about our red ink? He said, think of our indebtedness as a cross-country road trip.
Sort of like if we're driving west and we're in Ohio. Well, if we keep doing that, we'll eventually be in the Pacific Ocean. But you really don't have to worry about it when you're in Ohio.
He says our borrowing props up the economy, and we could even borrow more, maybe do more stimulus spending. Other economists are more middle of the road.
Well, there's a reason to be concerned, but there's no reason to go overboard.
Mark Vintner is senior economist at Wells Fargo. He says it's kind of like we're driving merrily down the debt highway, not realizing we have high blood pressure.
And the doctor tells you, yeah, your blood pressure is a little high, you're overweight, nothing that you have to do immediately. But if you don't do it over time, there's going to be some serious repercussions. And that's what we face with this debt burden.
Plus, the longer we wait, the harder it is to change bad habits. Lewis Alexander is chief U.S. economist at Nomura Securities. He says we can make gradual changes over time if we start whittling away at the debt now.
Now, that does not mean we have to have a massive fiscal consolidation tomorrow, but it does mean we need to sort of address these long-run trends and put ourselves on a better track.
One that does not dump us unceremoniously into an ocean of debt. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.